taken in isolation, it would be good to reform the tax system and reduce taxes. The problem is that it can't be taken in isolation.
What do you mean by that? It has to be balanced with spending cuts? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's $6 trillion, and so the implications and the effects on the economy are significant when you look at it in a holistic fashion.
Now, among those suggested tax cuts would be an extension of the Bush-era tax cuts and a number of other cuts, including a 25% cut to the corporate tax rate and increased tax write-offs for corporate research and development. Now, for Central Florida, where we're trying to attract more high-tech and biotech industries and where we have a large defense industry presence already, wouldn't those cuts help boost our economy here in this part of the state?
Well, again, taken in isolation, it would be great to cut corporate taxes to 25% and increase R&D write-offs. The problem is, though, those things have to be paid for in some way, and the consequences of the Romney-Ryan plan are very significant for Florida.
Well, let's look at the spending side of the equation then, because this plan does have hundreds of billions of dollars in spending cuts. The Ryan budget would make a 5% cut across the board pretty much immediately, about $500 billion in what it calls non-defense-related discretionary spending. Just what are these programs that the plan is referring to? What are these discretionary programs?
Primarily education and health care, which have very substantial effects here in Florida.
Explain that a little bit. Why more so here in Florida?
Well, because we have a very large population that depends upon Medicaid and Medicare in particular, and the education grants and the environmental programs of the United States have a very significant effect on a place like Florida. We have 17% of our population that's 65 and over and growing rapidly, so we have a larger component of all elderly. We have a very substantial portion of our population that doesn't have health insurance, that is poor, that doesn't receive adequate health care. And we have a very significant environmental quality of life here in Florida that really is fundamental to the economy of our state. And so we have to balance the effects of the proposed cuts against the benefits that come from the tax reductions.
Well, some of the facets of the plan that you just mentioned are the parts that have many Floridians alarmed, frankly, the changes to both Medicaid and Medicare programs. And I want to get your take on both of those, Hank. Let's start with Medicaid. The GOP proposal would replace the Affordable Care Act, so-called Obamacare, and replace it with Medicaid block grants. So what are those, and how would that affect Floridians?
Well, it'll have a very substantial effect on Florida because the block grants will be lower than current payments. There won't be the same level of federal sharing. We have a governor and legislature that appears to be on track to want to reduce Medicaid anyway. Medicaid is a real challenge for every state, but to go to a block grant program, I believe, would have a very substantial negative effect on healthcare in the state of Florida.
All right, Hank, I want to make sure we have time to discuss Medicare, the healthcare program for seniors, because a lot of Floridians are very concerned about that. What would the Romney-Ryan plan change in Medicare?
The proposal that's proposed by Romney and Ryan is to convert Medicare into a voucher-type program. For everybody over 55, the program would be that they would get a voucher and they would then have to buy insurance. And so that insurance would also be reduced in its cost and linked to growth in gross domestic product. So the end result would be much less spending on Medicare than we're spending today and that we're expected to spend. So therefore, it shifts the cost of that health care to the individuals. The estimate is that it would shift costs by about $6,400 to seniors by 2022, according to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. Estimates for Florida range above $7,000 of increased costs per year for seniors if this program for Medicare was put into place.
So, Hank, you clearly see this GOP economic plan as being not such a good deal for most Floridians, but, you know, President Obama's programs haven't done that much for Floridians either. I mean, we have an unemployment rate stuck at about 8.5%, and we seem to be mired in a painfully slow recovery.
Absolutely.
The president's program doesn't seem to be working either.
Well, it's working, but it's not working as well as we'd all like it to work. The consensus among most economists is that the stimulus was too small, that it has not allowed us to get out of this slow growth trajectory we're currently stuck in. So where do we go from here? We're politically divided. That was the biggest stimulus that could be passed at the time. So now, do we change our economic policy to move towards the Romney-Ryan plan, which would be cut taxes, cut spending, or do we continue with the current program from the Obama administration, which is to sort of keep the current path and slowly reduce spending over time?